Never Meet Your Heroes, written by Girls Rule and read by Amanita Fierce as the narrator, and
Melancholy Morningstar as Shane Hollander.
Greedy Dancer as Scott Hunter.
Mistborn Hero as Harry Strover.
Nonplussed as Troy Barrett.
Elani as Luca Haas.
Semper Fiona as Zane Boudron.
Sunlight Symphony as Wyatt Hayes.
Nunny as Eric Bennett.
Synteus as Kip Grady.
W.J. Gravity as Evan Dykstra.
The Abster as Baldwin.
The Little Mixter as R. London.
Vexpatch as Archie Simmons.
Zia Pods as Carl Swift.
Freaky Flob as Ryan Price and additional voices.
Dizzy Diversions as Hayden and additional voices.
Dara Liz as Alex Holmberg and additional voices.
Deepest Blue Sky as JJ Boisio and additional voices.
Chaos Kill as Fabian Sala and additional voices.
Melly Yeager as Gilbert Camo and additional voices.
KLB as LaPointe and additional voices.
CC Rambles as Cliff Marlowe and additional voices.
Hello Moon as Young and additional voices.
Black Glass as Rose Landry and additional voices.
Sally as Carter Vaughn and additional voices.
Judy's Oranges as Una Hollander and additional voices.
And Opal Song as Ilya Rosanov. Produced by Opal Song. Assistant producer, Melancholy Morningstar.
Fandom, Game Changers, Heated Rivalry. Rating, teen. Relationships, Troy Barrett, Harris Drover. Shane Hollander, Ilya Rosanov, and Eric Bennett, Kyle Swift. Also tagged for meta, social media, texting, texting fic, fluff, fluff and humor, post book 6, The Long Game, Game Changers, mixed media, epistolary, crack in the sense that these men wouldn't really be online at all, let's be real, LMAO, just having a silly, goofy good time. Part 2 of the Secret Society of Stick Handlers series. Opinion. Where are the NHL's queer role models? By Bradley Whitten.
In my boyfriend's living room, cleaning up beer bottles. I'm sure every gay person who's at least a casual hockey fan remembers where they were during Scott Hunter's history-making kiss. And that's my answer. I don't think the gravity of it really sunk in until Hunter's inspiring acceptance speech at the NHL Awards a few weeks later. I wept that day. For myself at 16, cowering in locker rooms. For him and his partner. For whoever would be able to come next. The journalist in me started wondering, who exactly? And when? Surely he couldn't be the first and only. It was a dizzying prospect. Queer youth not just having a role model, but being almost overwhelmed by options of who to look up to. I expected the landscape of queerness in the NHL to change. What I didn't expect was for it to become a season of Degrassi on steroids. One gay player quit hockey mid-season to become a glorified groupie for his musician boyfriend's erotic gyrating. The next retired at 41 in pursuit of living out the rest of his years as a sugar daddy for his barely legal boyfriend. When it comes to active players, the showing is even more alarming. A former bad boy dating his employee, then publicly stirring up drama with his movie star ex. A reformed womanizer who slept with upwards of 50 women and allegedly only got together with his husband after said husband cheated on a Hollywood darling. Maybe I was naive in thinking that Scott Hunter would be the first in a line of, well, Scott Hunters. That everyone who came next would understand the weight of being a queer athlete. It's heavy, jam-packed with responsibility that seemingly none of them besides Hunter are willing to shoulder. Or maybe there's still a glimmer of hope. If the young NHL star who recently came out happens to read this, I ask one thing of you. Please remember that this is bigger than you. Queer youth are looking at you and up to you, always. They're depending on you to model good behavior and to keep the boards clear so they can climb over too. Be that for them here, now. Play the role with all the grace and poise that it requires. Please don't keep them waiting for the next one to come along.
Related articles. Adrian Dela Cruz's Leave It on the Ice, guaranteed to flop. The Curious Case of Rose Landry's rabid lesbian fanbase. Hidden messages abound in Fabian Salah's haunting new single, After the Fall.
KJ24, at Kylie Blue Jeans. Did anyone else read that article making the rounds and just walk away going, wow, this guy wants to fuck Scott Hunter?
Jill, at Ginger Ale and Coke. Oh, 100%. Dude wants to wear Kip Grady's skin like a suit.
Stream After the Fall, at Fabian Sequins. I just know Fabian is reading the latest gay hockey players are evil article like, now why am I in this?
Three Eternities Brain Rot, at Crimson and Lace. Okay, that article was weird as fuck, but it was Bennett's boyfriend actually barely legal when they met? Gross if true.
Priya, at Admiral Sully. His BF is a bartender, and I swear I read somewhere that they met when his BF was working at the bar Bennett bought for him, so he must have at least been 21, right?
Three Eternities Brain Rot, at Crimson and Lace. Wait, Bennett brought his boyfriend a bar? Eric Bennett is actually a sugar daddy and not for me?
Dove Lesson 3, at Roz's Bear Tattoo. That article is fucking killing me. They really said, Ily Rosanov, you are evil for being hot and getting laid. Dick simply too good. Too hydrated for making girls wet as hell, then eating them out.
Chiron's third dad, at Centaur Trash. Hey, so I need you to take a cold shower right now, immediately.
Dove, Lesson 3, at Roz's Bear Tattoo. Sorry, I didn't get a fuck Ilya Rosanov before Hollander locked him down, and now I have to make it everyone else's problem.
Rose Landry, step on me, at Rose's Laundry. If I find out Shane Hollander actually cheated on Rose Landry, I will poison him and his entire bloodline, then revive them just to run them over with my mom's SUV.
Sage, not out of time. Totally unrelated question. Do you need a Xanax plug?
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers, at Barrett's Biceps. Calling Harris Troy's employee is cracking me up. With how much Harris makes that poor man dance around in videos for him, it's clearly the other way around, babe.
Grayson, at Mother Pucker 17. LMAO, no, literally, Harris is putting him and his abs to work. Dude's a puppet and Harris pulls the strings, LOL.
Charlie, at Shane Holander. I don't care how hot your takes are, stop fucking interacting with the article. It's homophobic as fuck and riddled with inaccuracies.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Yes, this article is lies. I have slept with way more than 50 women.
Popgrave, at Popgrave. I have slept with way more than 50 women. Openly bisexual Stanley Cup winner Ilya Rosanov confirms in replies to user Shane Holander.
Charlie, at Shane Holander. Well, this is not how I thought I'd get a Roz notice, but I'll take it.
Maddie, she they, at Dallas Kent Hate Club. I can't decide if this is a win for us bisexuals or perhaps not a good look, laughing my fucking ass off.
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers, at Barrett's Biceps. Popcrave Stay Out of Family Business Challenge failed.
The Secret Society of Stick Handlers.
Hey guys, I think we should discuss the Leadist article and how we might deal with responding to it moving forward, i.e. if we should at all.
If this is about Roz's post, he's not in here. Shane removed him. I can add him back.
That would be good. Thanks.
Troy added Ilya to the group chat.
Hello, did you miss me? Kissy face emoji. Troy said we are talking about my posts. I know the photos I shared of Shane and Anya are very cute.
Pretty adorable, actually. Where did you get that bow she was wearing?
Was a birthday gift from her grandmother. I can ask.
Her grandmother?
He means my mom.
What did you think he meant? The dog's biological grandma?
I don't know.
Also, what are you guys on about? Are we doing another hashtag?
You did not do the last one.
I forgot my password.
Opinion. Where are the NHL's queer role models? Popcrave, I have slept with way more than... ...
Hunter, you are such a tattletale.
Ilya changed the group chat name to Deviance Plus Scott.
I'm killing Hayden for teaching you that word.
Speaking of murder, Harris wants you dead, Roz. He's 2 seconds away from driving over to your house to kill you himself.
I am taking a bath, but he is welcome to join me. There is room for two in here. Tell Harris to bring more bubble bath. Maybe a rubber ducky. Shane is at a photo shoot, so my bath is very lonely.
I think he'll just bring a toaster.
Okay, but seriously, it might be a good idea not to make any more posts about this article moving forward.
Why? What is the big deal? People were telling lies about me. Now they aren't.
How many women have you slept with, anyway?
Infinity emoji.
That's just an infinity symbol.
Yes.
Weren't you the one who said we should shut up and let the internet be annoying?
This is different.
How?
50 is an offensively low number.
Bro.
Well, I've spoken to my agent and publicist about it, and they both think that this time, silence is the move. This article hasn't gotten as much mainstream media attention as the one about Barrett's ex, since it's just an opinion piece. We don't want to give people another reason to seek it out.
Oh, I see. You are worried everyone will find out you are a boring virgin.
No, I'm worried about giving homophobic rhetoric a platform, and your post will bring a lot more readers to it.
Look, I hate Ilya's post too, probably even more than you do, for 1,000 reasons. But I don't think it's fair to blame him for what the article said. People were already discussing it. It's not his fault.
Wow, I've never heard Hollander kind of sort of defend Rosanov before. Maybe they really are married.
Or maybe that message came from his alter ego, Shane Hollander.
I agree with Shane.
Thank you. You are both welcome in my bath.
No thanks.
I agree with whatever won't give my boyfriend an aneurysm in his 20s, so I'm team stop posting.
You're right. It's not Rosanoff's fault the article was written. But we don't want to give people a reason to read it. The last thing we want is for Fabian's tour to face backlash or for Eric to come back to his yoga retreat to see the whole internet dissecting his relationship.
For Fabian, I'm okay not to post about it.
Price, you never post anything. Your bio still says you play for Toronto.
Oops, I'll take that out. Thanks, smiley face emoticon.
I think you're both right, in a way. I get wanting to poke fun at that shitty article, but you do have a lot of followers, Roz, so there's more eyes on you, which means more eyes on the article.
Exactly.
Oh, so you are jealous I am popular?
Rosanoff, there is no universe where I'm jealous of you.
I am. The article didn't even mention me, and my dog doesn't have a sick bow.
You have dog? Show me.
Image attached. Tap to download. Her name's Jellybean. My niece named her.
So cute! Her ears! She and Anya must be friends. Image attached. Tap to download.
Anya, I would die for you.
Barrett, send a picture of Chiron. You must see. He is Anya's very cute older brother.
I've told you, Ilya, they're not siblings.
Yes, they are.
Image attached. Tap to download.
Chiron! Smiley face emoji!
Image attached. Tap to download. I don't have a dog, but Archie does.
What? I must meet him!
Are we really just sending dog pictures now?
Yes! Image attached. Tap to download.
That's a picture of me?
Yes, you are acting like a dog, begging me not to post.
LMFAO, you walked right into that one.
Okay, but are you gonna stop posting?
Zipped mouth smiley emoji. Dog emoji.
I don't find these emojis reassuring.
Harris Fan Club.
So, how many women are we talking here?
What? Where?
Are you guys at a strip club?
I'm at D&D with Luca.
Is that the name of the strip club?
OMFG. You guys are at a strip club? Drop the address, please.
Dungeons & Dragons. It's a tabletop role-playing game.
Dungeons? Role-playing? Does your wife know this is how you spend your Saturday?
How are the dragons involved?
Good question.
No one's at a strip club. I was talking about this. Pop Crave. I have slept with way more than...
Ilya, why?
Shane has photo shoots all day, doesn't he? Ross gets weird when he's left to his own devices.
Well, that explains it.
Okay, but is Ross even alive, or did Harris kill him already?
He's alive. For now. I may kill him, though.
Troy is very grumpy because Harris won't put out when he is stressed over work.
Okay, definitely killing you.
That's fair. I'd be pissed if Cassie had to deal with you for a living.
I know he already got promoted, but Harris deserves a raise, to be honest.
Totally. A Rosanoff raise.
Bro, wait. How many women, though?
Pointing up.
Guess.
Can we maybe not guess?
Aw, Shane, are you jealous?
I'm not jealous. I just think this whole thing is weird.
Yes, and you are jealous.
I'm not.
It's gotta be triple digits, right?
Yeah, I'm betting 200.
God, who has the time for that during the season?
Maybe he got his numbers up more in the summers.
My guess is 81.
Oh my god, he would do that.
Wait, how much time are we talking here? When did he and Holly become exclusive?
No idea. Does anyone know?
Most of Twitter thinks 2017 during the All-Star Games.
Please get offline.
I can't tell if that's confirmation or a denial.
How's your photo shoot going?
Fine. Pretty boring. They keep pausing to try and fix some issues with the lighting.
Will you be home soon?
In 2 hours or so, maybe?
Okay. And we will talk about how you are upset or pretend you aren't?
I'm not upset.
Yes, you are.
I just don't get why you felt the need to clarify that so publicly.
Was funny. This is not what you are upset about.
You can't just decide what I'm upset about, Ilya.
You want to know the number 2.
I don't care.
You do. Do you want to know a secret? I don't know.
You don't know what?
How many women? I don't know.
Oh, great. It's that many?
No. Well, yes, probably. But I don't know because I don't care. No point counting. There's only one that matters. And this one isn't even a woman.
No.
No. He's a boring Canadian boy who's blushing through his gorgeous freckles reading this.
I'm not.
Only because you have a lot of makeup on.
Maybe.
My beautiful boy.
Shut up. Me too, you know. Only one.
I know, sweetheart.
I'll try to see if there's any way we can wrap this up in an hour.
Good.
Brady, at Brady Brady Bread. That article sucked. But Bennett's boyfriend does look super young, and it's giving me the ick. I don't know.
Kai, at House of Haas. Pretty sure they're consenting adults, but okay.
Claire, at ClaireBear81. Wait, is that dude who's always posting pics of Bennett actually literally his boyfriend? When I tell you I thought that was his son...
Lucy, at I Love Lucy. Claire, stop. Yes, it's his boyfriend. Are you serious?
Claire, at ClaireBear81. I'm dead serious. I thought the guy just loved his dad. Turns out he loves his daddy, LMAO.
Asha, at HimboLover365. Can't believe I woke up to NHL age gap discourse. Now I have to rewatch the All-Star Game 2017 Holonov edit to cleanse my brain.
Jordan, at Twink Adjacent. Am I kinda judging Eric Bennett for possibly leaving his wife for a younger man? Yes. Do I wish that younger man was me? Also, yes.
For the gays, at Rosanoff's lapdog. Everyone's discoursing Bennett's boyfriend's age and losing sight of the fact that Roz came out as a slut this week.
Dove less than 3, at Roz's bear tattoo. This week? Pretty sure he was born in a sheer skin-tight tank top.
Kip Grady Lovebot, at Scott Hunter. I feel so insane, IDK, maybe I'm simply too admirals-brained, but like, we've known about Bennett and his boyfriend for years. Why the fuck is everyone acting like this is breaking news?
Cal, at Vonnie Baby. No, same, I keep seeing people freaking out, and I'm like, surely you're not referring to the Kyle Smith? It's been so long that Kyle's old by this point.
Amelia, at Amelia Writes Things. Some of us aren't chronically online enough to know who retired NHL players are dating, but okay.
Kip Grady Lovebot, at Scott Hunter. I don't know who all retired NHL players are dating, just the hot ones that buy gay bars for their hot boyfriends.
Deviance plus Scott.
I just got a call from a reporter asking me to comment on the age gap between Eric and Kyle.
Oh no.
I would say no comment.
Of course I said no comment.
Wait, who's Kyle?
Eric Bennett's boyfriend.
Context clues, man. Context clues.
And what exactly is the age gap?
Only 50 years.
It's 15 years.
Damn, good for Bennett.
Yes, Scott was taken, so he found a younger version.
Man down.
Shut up.
Wait, he does kind of look like Scott's twin.
No, his grandson.
Okay, but hasn't he been out for a hot sec? Why is this a thing now?
I guess because he never formally came out. Some people didn't know about this relationship till the article. And the internet's overreacting, as usual.
It's also a slow news week, I think. I saw an article earlier saying Rosanoff and Hollander are abusing their dog by putting a bow on her.
What? Where? I will kill them!
Oh god, why did you tell him that?
First, I must help Bennett. Then, murder.
Help? How?
Leave it alone, Rosanoff.
No, no. Like last time, the power of hashtag will save the day.
Wait, what? What are you planning?
You will see, winking face.
Don't do anything till I'm back from the store. Please.
I'm scared.
Ilya Rosanoff. Verified. At Ilya Rosanoff wins. Eric Bennett lives in America, a free country. If he wants to date a younger adult man, he can. Hashtag free Bennett can do what he wants. Leave him alone. Thank you.
Deviance plus Scott.
This is why the last hashtag was a group project.
Ilya, why did you make it sound like Eric is in jail?
Jail? I said the opposite. He is free!
Hollander, please deal with your husband.
Can someone else deal with this? I'm grocery shopping right now.
Buy whipped cream, please.
Bought whipped cream 2 days ago. It should be on the third shelf of the door.
Yes, we are out now.
In 2 days? How?
Ate it.
On what?
My mouth.
Someone call their media contacts and tell them what this deviant is up to these days.
London changed the group chat name to Deviance Plus Scott and Ilya.
No, I am very deviant. Shane, tell them what we did last night.
Absolutely not.
Well, now I need to know.
Hollander, for whatever reason you married him, it's your job to explain why hashtag Free Bennett is an awful hashtag.
Free Bennett? That sounds like he's in jail.
Exactly.
Ugh, hold on. I will fix.
Wait, no, consult us first.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Bennett is not in jail. He is at yoga retreat, though, which is like jail. Please ignore last hashtag. Instead, use Bennett is free.
Deviants Plus, Scott and Ilya.
Ilya, you're so bad at this. Please pick up Harris's calls.
What is wrong with this one?
It just kind of sucks.
I don't get it. I'm with Arshi and he's confused too.
Oh no, the children do not understand me. I am so sad.
How are people supposed to use this hashtag? It's so specific.
I don't know. They will figure it out. Shane, get cheddar cheese.
Guys, let's keep non-group chat matters out of the group chat.
Are your DMs to each other broken?
If they were, you would get very sexy photos, winky face.
Stop trying to prove that you're a deviant. And I already have cheese in the cart.
Thumbs up emoji.
I honestly think I could break the internet if I exposed how boring you guys are.
Rude! We are interesting! Shane, tell them!
Alright, whatever. No more hashtags without consulting the group, agreed?
Hashtag agreed.
Why did I just get a call from my mother asking me if I need bail money?
Welcome home, buddy.
Dove at Freckles Shane's. Do we know for sure that Bennett was divorced when he met Kyle? Like, is that confirmed? This whole thing is giving me the ick. Hashtag Bennett is free. Hopefully.
BB at Mooney for Holonov.
Hashtag Bennett is free, I guess? Goofy smiley face.
Dawn at Break of Dawn 24. You're actually using that fuck-ass hashtag?
BB at Mooney for Holonov.
Obviously. If Roz told me to eat garbage, I'd start digging through the trash like that little rat's family in Ratatouille.
Dawn at Break of Dawn 24. You do realize that real-life rats dig through garbage and not just the extended family in Ratatouille, right? It's important to me that you know that.
Bennett. At Bennett Fisher. Not the Ilya Rosanov making a hashtag for my mood when I graduate law school next year. Hashtag Bennett is free.
Ilya Rosanov. Verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Congratulations! Party popper emoji! Hashtag Bennett is free!
Bennett. At Bennett Fisher. OMG, thanks, King. If you and Hollander are ever looking for a lawyer or a third, I've got you.
At MotherPucker17. LMFAO, you know what? I respect you shooting your shot.
PJ. At Peter Johnson 222. Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna say it. As someone who grew up with Kyle Swift, him dating Eric Bennett is wildly unsurprising. The dude got chased out of Vermont, like the whole state, for being a home-wrecking daddy lover. This isn't the first time he's destroyed a family, and it won't be the last. Hashtag Free Bennett.
Maria at Maria Villanova 929. Oh, you're such a brave boy online. Come to New York and say this bullshit and see how it fucking goes.
Kip Grady at Kip Grady Boat. Ignore him. He's scrambling for his 15 minutes of fame.
PJ at PeterJohnson222. That's so fucking ironic coming from you. You and your bestie are both gold diggers. It's disgusting, and it's time someone exposed it.
Kip Grady at Kip Grady Boat. My husband actually only has one Olympic gold medal, and Eric doesn't have any. Embarrassing, I know.
You're off in 3 hours, right?
Yeah, why?
Don't go online.
You do realize saying that is gonna make me go online immediately, right?
Please trust me on this.
Kip just told me. Fuck. Fuck! Fucking PJ! He peed his pants at my sleepover in fourth grade and he's never stopped hating me for it.
Wow, that's quite the grudge.
I know! I'm so sorry.
You're sorry? What do you possibly have to be sorry for? We've been over this. Your therapist has been over this. Maria has been over this. You were so young, Kyle. And he was your boss.
I'm sorry it's making you look bad.
Making me look bad? What are you even talking about?
Eric.
Kyle.
I know it's not, like, good for your image to be dating a young homewrecker.
Do you really think I give a fuck about my image? I never thought I'd feel this way again. That's all I care about, I promise. Can Kip cover for you?
I need to finish my shift.
No, you don't. You need to come home to me so I can make you dinner and fuck you till you forget all about this. Kyle?
Sorry, heading to the subway now.
Use my card to pay for an Uber. It should still be on your account.
What, are you trying to prove the internet right and be my sugar daddy?
I have money to burn, and I like burning it on you. Is that really so wrong?
No, it's not. Calling the Uber now. I love you.
I love you too. So much. Come on home.
Deviants Plus, Scott and Ilya.
No, my hashtag is being used for evil, frowny face. And they didn't even use the right one.
Who could have seen that coming?
Honestly, not me.
Yeah, I'm surprised anyone found a way to actually use it.
What do we do? This is bad. Eric, is Kyle okay?
He's pretty upset. He's still processing the trauma of that situation, so... it's a lot.
My murder list is getting longer. Angry face emoji.
Maybe we could add Barrett's boyfriend to the chat to get his insight. Would you guys be okay with that?
Ooh, we're adding Wags now.
Ilya's already here.
Ha ha, so funny. No one has made this joke before.
But yeah, sure. As long as everyone else is cool with it, I can add him.
Sounds like a good idea.
Sure. Not like we're leaking state secrets in here, besides the Hollander-Rosenoff grocery list.
Sounds good.
Ooh, kid, add your male model while we're at it.
Ew, everyone be cool for Harris. He is the best.
Troy added Harris to the group chat.
Hello. Thanks for letting me in, boys. So, usually, I'd recommend silence, but the internet is at peak internet right now and focusing on one line and sort of ignoring the crux of the article. It might not be a bad idea to steer the conversation back to what it was meant to be, a gay role model, how you guys show up for the community, etc. I've told Kyle and Kip to unplug for now. I don't want them interacting with this asshole and adding any fuel to the fire. Let's get the conversation off of partners and onto players and put you guys in a positive light where you can shine.
I like the sound of all this.
I didn't know you had Kyle's contact information. I'm glad you've been able to give him guidance.
Of course. I've just messaged the Gay Wags group.
The what? There is a Gay Wags group without me?
I told Shane about it, and he said it didn't make sense for you guys to join.
Shane! Add me, Harris. Add me, add me! Add me, add me, add me, add me!
Oh my god, I will. Chill. You don't need to beg.
Happy face emoji! Happy face emoji! Happy face emoji!
Wait, but can you be Wags if you're players?
No.
Yes?
If you knew Roz, you wouldn't be asking that.
All right, back to the task at hand. I have an idea, but I'm not sure you guys will like it.
Oh god, what?
What is it?
So you could post about yourselves and what it means to be a role model, but I'm thinking it would get more engagement and help shift the conversation if you guys all post about your gay role model in the league. Like, Luca posts about Ilya, Roy posts about Scott, etc.
Yes, Luca, you should share the poster you have of me above your bed.
I don't have it anymore.
Lies.
Actually, wait. It could be good if you rib each other like that in your posts.
Rib?
He means chirp. Your favorite hobby.
The article's fucked because it's basically saying you can't be flawed and also a role model, right? I mean, nothing he listed was really a flaw in my opinion, but whatever.
Get to the point, Harris.
I'm saying you all use one hashtag, something like my role model, where you compliment and very lightly poke fun at each other's flaws. Emphasis on lightly.
A.K.A. don't be an ass, Rozanov.
Not easy. You are what you eat.
You.
Why?
Ilya.
I'm just gonna pretend you didn't say that for my peace of mind. So, like, if I was doing Troy, I'd say, my role model hugs the blankets and has never seen Glee.
If you were doing Troy, did you break up?
Wow. You're at an 11 today.
Shane's been in and out of photo shoots all weekend.
Ah, that explains it.
Hold up. You've never seen Glee, Barrett?
How? Huh?
What's Glee? Is that a movie?
Please, don't post that. Your friends look at me like I'm a freak when you tell them.
Sorry, it was just an example.
Okay, this is very cute. I call Shane.
What? I'm not sure this is a div situation.
He is my role model. No one else posts about him.
That is literally the exact opposite of how role models work.
No one is allowed to be mean to you but me.
Tell that to the Voyagers.
LMAO.
They are top of the murder list.
This is a good plan. Should anyone in particular start us off?
Scott should, if he's okay with it, since the whole article was about how he's a better role model. It would mean more if it came from him. Email me your posts if you want feedback on them, or any tips on drafting one. hdrover@centersnhl.com. Remember to keep it light. Make sure it comes across friendly and not catty.
Thank you so much, Harris.
No problem. All right, email me with any more questions, but I think you've got it from here. I'll leave your little clubhouse now.
It's not a clubhouse!
Yeah, it's a man cave.
Uh-huh, sure.
Harris left the group chat.
All right, I'll post in a few.
I'll try to find my password.
We're back, baby.
Baldwin changed the group chat name to the Secret Society of Stick Handlers.
Scott Hunter, verified, @ScottHunterOfficial. there's not just one right way to be a role model. For instance, hashtag my role model is super pretentious about art and always misses my calls because he's busy meditating.
Eric Bennett, at Eric Bennett NYC. Define super pretentious.
Carter Vaughn, at Carter Vaughn Hockey. Dude, I once watched you and Kyle spend 2 hours discussing a painting. It was just a sphere. Hashtag my role model is a fucking nerd.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Hashtag my role model pretends he doesn't snore and is always whining about how I load the dishwasher wrong. Also, he is bad at kissing. So very bad. He will just have to practice more.
Nadia, at Hazy Haze. Wait, is this another trend? My boys are so cute. Crying emoji.
Hayden Pike, at Hayden Pike Hockey. I feel like the last bit could have been a text to hashtag my role model.
Shane Hollander, verified, at ShaneHollander24. I don't snore, and you do load the dishwasher wrong. Cups belong in the top shelf.
Ilya Rosanov, verified, at Ilya Rosanov wins. Sorry, I forget that hashtag my role model invented dishwashers. No wonder your dad is so obsessed with dishwasher tablets. Ilya Rosanov, verified, at Ilya Rosanov wins. Okay, Shane is no longer my role model. Hashtag my new role model needs to give me his address so I can mail him a bow for his dog Jellybean.
Jay Baldwin, verified account, at Baldwin Plays. !! Texting you, smiley emoticon.
Luca Haas, at Luca Haas NHL. Hashtag my role model once jumped on my lap because he thought he saw a spider.
Trina, at Guardians Girl 2. Wait, who TF is this one about? LMAO.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Another lie. You will hear from my lawyers, little boy.
Zane Boudram, at Zane Boud Hockey. The kid speaks the truth. And I once asked hashtag my role model to take a picture of me, and he couldn't because his storage was full from photographing his dog and his husband.
Eric Bennett, at Eric Bennett NYC. Hashtag my role model once drank 3 cherry Cokes in a row at an all-star game. Very concerning.
Wyatt Hazy Hayes, at Wyatt _ Hayes. Hashtag my role model wears terrible cologne and has no sense of volume control.
Evan Dykstra, at Evan Dykstra Official. Well, hashtag my role model got drunk last week and spent 45 minutes talking about his husband's freckles.
Harry's, Apple Rainbow, at Harry's Drover. Guys, the point of this isn't to dogpile Ross, but hashtag my role model cried when we watched The Hunger Games.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. The bread boy thought their love was real, and you expect me not to cry?
Jay Baldwin, verified account, at Baldwin Plays. Hashtag my role model will never see this because he got locked out of his own damn social media.
Archie Simmons, verified, at Archibald Simmons.
Hashtag my role model draws gorgeous pictures, and when you compliment them, he blushes and says, it's just a doodle.
Lukahas. At Lukahas NHL. It is.
Wyatt Hazy Hayes. At Wyatt underscore Hayes. No, seriously, the dude will draw shit that would make Stan Lee weep, then go, it's just a stick figure?
Ilya Rosanov. Verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Yes, hashtag my role model drew my beautiful ginger ale tattoo and still says he is not an artist.
Troy Barrett. At tbarrett17. Hashtag my role model made me realize that being gay in this league was possible, as a standing up for what's right, and he's never made anyone who's come out since feel demeaned or less than.
Lynn, bumblebee emoji, yellow jackets, spoilers, at Barrett's biceps. Troy is so soft. Everyone else is cyberbullying, and he's just here being a cutie pie. Crying emoji.
Scott Hunter, verified. At Scott Hunter Official. Thank you, Troy. Anytime someone comes out, it's progress, no matter what they do in their personal life.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Stop sucking up, Troy. Hashtag my role model is 1,000 years old and probably reads The New Yorker for fun.
Scott Hunter, verified. At Scott Hunter Official. So you admit I'm your role model.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Yes, what you did was very brave. Made a big difference for me and Shane.
Scott Hunter, verified. At Scott Hunter Official. Oh, wow. I'm happy to hear it.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Happy to bring you comfort in the nursing home.
Centers Official, verified. At Ottawa Centers. Hashtag my role model, or role models, I should say, is going to win a Stanley Cup this year. Cool glasses emoji.
Tatum, at Tatum MacThreens. Bestie, please don't jinx us.
Sylvie, at Scott Hunter Scores. Another cup for Scott Hunter, exactly, exactly. Wyatt Hazy Hayes, at Wyatt underscore Hayes. Hashtag my role model is an amazing coach and unnervingly good at assembling IKEA furniture. He's also too humble to ever admit this is about him, so at Ryan Price, I love you, buddy.
Ryan Price, at Ryan Price. Love you too. Thank you, Wyatt. Looking forward to lunch when you play Toronto next month.
Wyatt Hazy Hayes, at Wyatt underscore Hayes. Me too. Tell that busy boyfriend of yours to clear his schedule and join us.
Rose Landry, at Rose Landry. Hashtag my role model. Shows up 20 minutes early for lunch and pays the check before I get to the restaurant, so I can't fight him for it. He also blushes anytime I bring up his husband, despite being with him for years.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Aww. At Shane Hollander 24, you have a crush on me!
Shane Hollander, verified. At Shane Hollander 24. Shut up. No, I don't. Thanks, Rose.
Holonov's secret love child. At Hollander Rosanov. No, I don't. Sir, did you forget that is your husband?
Ari,
at Reluctantly Yours. Shane is so relatable. I, too, would never be caught dead crushing on a man, even if that man was my very hot husband of several years.
Max Riley, verified. At Max Riley Plays. Hashtag my role model has more medals than I can count and makes me look at the game differently. She also manages to make spinach smoothies taste good, which is almost as impressive.
Leah Campbell, verified, at Leah Campbell Official. Hashtag my role model makes me a better player and a better person, even when he stays up late and leaves all the lights on before he goes to bed.
Ilya Rosanov, verified, at Ilya Rosanov Wins. Leah, how? Shane's smoothies are disgusting. Please send him your recipe.
Harry's. Apple Rainbow at Harry's Drover. Hashtag my role model is too busy making hard eyes at me to take our dog on a walk. Get up, seriously. I'll be here when you get back.
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers, at Barrett's Biceps. Stop being so cute when I am so single, please and thank you.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov Wins. He has also not seen Glee.
Harry's. Apple Rainbow at Harry's Drover. Ilya!
Anya Unofficial at Holonavaru. Wait, at Ilya Rosanov Wins. Does that mean you have seen Glee? First, Ilya Rosanov is Team PETA confirmed. Now he's a clean shipper? I've prayed for days like this.
Ilya Rosanov. Verified. At Ilya Rosanov Wins. I have seen a few episodes. I like the gym coach. She is very funny. The music teacher belongs in jail.
Shane Hollander, verified. At Shane Hollander 24. Hashtag my role model has been voted best coach 2 years running and is so supportive of kids at all stages of their hockey journeys. Enroll your kids in the Game Changer hockey camps this summer to learn from at Ryan Price and support a great cause. More info at Aterina Foundation.
Willow at Boots Dudes BBQ. LMFAO, this boy is so fucking media trained. Yuna needs to teach her son-in-law the ropes.
Shane Hollander, verified, at Shane Hollander 24. She's tried many times.
Ryan Price, at Ryan Price. Thank you, Shane. Hashtag my role model founded a fantastic charity that I'm honored to be a part of. He's not the best at locking doors, though.
Shane Hollander, verified, at Shane Hollander 24. Sorry, again.
Ilya Rosanov, verified, at Ilya Rosanov Wins. Ha ha, yes, Price, bring Fabian this summer, please.
Max Riley, verified, at Max Riley Plays. Okay, there's obviously a story here that I need to hear in July. Eyes emoji.
Eric Bennett, at Eric Bennett NYC. Hashtag my role model is anybody who's brave enough to be true to themselves. There's not a right or wrong way to be gay or bisexual, though I do think booping your husband's nose in public should be considered a criminal offense.
Scott Hunter, verified, at Scott Hunter Official. Hey, what happened to No Wrong Way?
Ilya Rozanov, verified. At Ilya Rozanov wins. I support public nose booping. Hashtag free hunter can do what he wants.
Scott Hunter, verified. At Scott Hunter Official. Oh God, here we go again.
Canada Trending Topics. 1. Hashtag My Role Model. Trending with Scott Hunter, NHL. 2. Shorzy. 3. Rose Landry. Trending with Yellow Jackets, Shane Hollander. 4. Olivia Rodrigo. Trending with Release Date. 5. Hashtag Free Hunter. The end.
Stay well, stay well, oh. Stay well, stay well, stay with me.
The music used in this podfic is I Like Me Better by Lauv. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either any of us involved in the podfic or the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for any of the people involved in the audio, you can do so on the podfic post itself. And that's probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with, though to catch as many people as possible, probably leave a comment on the AO3 post. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author specifically, which I'd encourage you to do so if you enjoyed this, the place to do that would be on the text post. And you can find a link to the text post from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!